Welcome to the Rockets post-game report. This is Chris Evans. I'm here today with Coach Al Starnes and defensive coordinator Jeremy Wheeler. The Rockets are coming off of their second win of the season, a 19-8 victory over Hopkins Central in the Kentucky National Guard Warrior Bowl last weekend at Marion, the fourth annual Warrior Bowl. That was Friday night's game, and Saturday night's Warrior Bowl game, number one team in Class 2A, the Caldwell County Tigers, easily beat Union County in their football game. Coach Starnes, this game on Friday night was your first opportunity to be back on the sideline after colon surgery, and give us a little update on your prognosis.
I feel great, Chris. I go to Nashville today, and which is Wednesday, and find out what kind of treatment, how many treatments I have to have, and it's just another stage, and we'll finish this stage, and once we're finished it, then it'll be fine. So, but I feel great. I was supposed to be in a press box Friday night, and had every intention to go up there, but looked up after I went out with the captains, and it's just such a long way up there. I decided just to stay on the sideline. So I'm going to tell you, though, I missed it. I really needed that, and I appreciate the coaching staff for being flexible in that area. I know Jared was ready to call the plays, and I just felt like that I needed it personally for myself. So I appreciate them being flexible and understanding.
Well, we were glad to have you back on the sideline. Things seem more back to normal, and I know the kids were happy to have you back. But your coaching staff did a great job while you were out, and Coach Wheeler, your defense had an opportunity to really rise to the occasion, I thought, in the second half against Hopkins Central. They came out and kind of moved the line of scrimmage down the field the first series, and then we made some adjustments and really won the football game, I think, with the defense.
Yeah, I was real proud of the defense the whole game, but especially in the second half. Like I said, they did rise up after a couple adjustments. Their back was against the ropes, and this group just goes to show you that they do deal with adversity very well. And after the adjustments were made, then they kind of took care of business, had some young guys come in there and step up, make some plays like a Stiller, batting a pass down when needed to be. And then when it was time to do some stunts, then our front guys controlled the line of scrimmage and helped us big time.
On defense this week, had some guys with some big numbers. Dylan Hollis had 8 solo tackles, and Travis McKinney 6. Oh, Travis got a little sick, I think. He got trying to beat the heat and had too much water, I believe. So he had to come out of the game for a little while. But he's a tough kid. He's really a guy that's come on this year. Been a pleasant surprise, I think, for the Rockets on the defensive end. Travis Fitzgerald had 5 solo tackles and 5 assists. Big game for the other end, Travis Fitzgerald. And then Lane Wallace at linebacker had 5 solo tackles and assists. So big night by a lot of your defensive guys.
Yeah, a lot of the young guys are stepping up, but, I'm proud of all of them, don't get me wrong, but one that really just kind of you really wanted to watch was Hollis. I mean, he was hurting quite a bit with his back. And just goes to show you what kind of character he has as a young man. We took him off offense just because we need him a little bit more on defense. I don't think he liked it at first, but then he stepped up and kind of gritted his teeth and got through it and was end up being defensive player of the game.
This was a game where we somewhat expected to win. This team, Hopkins Central, had lost 15 straight coming in, but yet they have a lot of kids on the field on the team, and put some pretty good sized kids on the field, and not bad athletes. So it was a pretty good win for us, I think, in the end.
Well, I mean, it was a great win for us because we're so young and inexperienced. We don't know how our kids are tested the first game. We didn't have much adversity then to overcome except for 7-0 at halftime. But coming into this game, I thought it was a little bit more challenging because I thought Hopkins Central was a little bit better football team than what Fulton City was. So it's a step up in our play. And so we had to find out how the kids battled with them because because of their size and because of, you know, have some decent athletes. And and you know, Marshall Enick is a straight-laced guy. He's a hard-nosed coach. He's an old-school guy. He likes discipline. And so you know their kids were going to be fundamentally sound and play hard for him. And they did. And, you know, and we were pleased to see where our first challenge was of this year. In the second half, we were up by, I think, 13-0 at halftime. And then in the third quarter, we go in and we go out there and we don't establish a sustained drive. And we turn the ball over to them and they take it and just drive it down our throats. That's the first challenge that I thought that our kids faced throughout the first year, this early in this season. Because, you know, we could have very easily gone in the tank and then allowed them because they had the momentum. But our kids didn't. Our coaching staff did a great job in making the adjustments needed based on that drive. And our kids bowed their neck and made the plays when they had to. And then we were able to sustain another drive and put another score to seal the win. So, you know, I was very pleased of the way that our players played. And you know, I have to say the way – Dylan Hollis played. He's playing with a bad back. He went yesterday to a back specialist, and fortunately, they didn't find anything wrong with his disc. But unfortunately, they didn't find anything wrong with him. So, I mean, they got to find out what's causing his pain, because Dylan Hollis is the type of kid that he wants to be out there all the time, and he can't because of his back, so he's limited. So we hope that they find out what's wrong with him.
Yeah, he's certainly a good young sophomore football player, and we want to see him healthy and on the field. Lane Wallace, your junior running back, 21 carries, 141 yards, second game over 100 yards. You know, he was hurt most of last year, and so he's kind of seems a little bit like a newcomer. I think a lot of the Rocket fans are asking, you know, who is Lane Wallace? He just kind of came out of nowhere. But he's really been around the football program for a long time.
Yeah, and Lane is one that has worked his tail off in the off season to get to where he is. As we said last week, that, you know, he ran track in order to get himself quicker so he can run the ball and run more effectively, and it's showing. And you know, he runs hard, and that's what I like about him. And I thought that, you know, he secured the ball a little bit better this week than what he did the week before. So, you know, that's improvement. And as long as we can see improvement, then, you know, we're going to be okay. I do have to mention, though, that, you know, our games are going to get stiffer in competition as the year goes on. And so we have to be able to focus on being fundamentally sound. And I felt like that we won this ball game because we were able to take drives, 13 play drives, 11 minutes off the clock, score, and then play good defense.
Coach Wheeler, I know Lane Wallace also won the Ironman. Do you remember the top two or three on that past him? Or is that Jared, Coach Brown's?
It's Coach Brown's, but I know Noah Dickerson was up there. Mm-hmm. And that's I know they were kind of one and two all the way through the competition. You know, Lane, like Coach said, he works hard in the offseason. I think he might be a little bit more in the strength department than Noah, but I look for them to battle it out, you know, next year also.
You know, I think I just noticed I left Lane Wallace's tackles out of the statistics that'll be in the paper this week. So I apologize for that. I was just glancing down and looking at that. Well, next week we'll have the Ironman competition results in the Crittenden Press. So all of you who've been looking forward to seeing that, that was in the program this past Friday night, and it'll be in the newspaper next week. Coach Starnes, out of the 39 football teams in Class A, there are 9 that started the season 2-0. Crittenden County is one of them. That's got to be a nice feather in our cap after 3 wins all of last year to open this season 2-0 and be among the top teams in Class A. Of course, 2 of the other teams that are undefeated in the first 2 weeks are Caldwell County and Ballard Memorial, 2 teams in our district. And then the third team in our district, Murray High, is 1-1. Their only loss was to Lexington Bryan Station in the Roy Kidd Bowl the first week of the season. So, notwithstanding, Bryan Station, a pretty good team. And really, you know, everybody else in this district, it's going to be a tough district this season.
Yeah, as it was last year, it was a tough district. You know, playing good football. You look at Caldwell, who's number 1 in Class 2A. I think Murray is number 6 in Class 2A. Ballard Memorial is returning nine starters from last year. So, I mean, they're a much improved football team. So it's going to be very difficult for us throughout the rest of this year in order for us to find a win. But what we're looking for is we're looking for improvement. We're still a very young, inexperienced football team, and we've got to get better every week, and that's what we're looking for.
Of course, you got an off week this week. No game on Friday night. Only a 9-game schedule this year, and this is our mid-season, I guess, if you will, off date. Of course, there are some games in the area. I'm sure the coaching staff will be attending and scouting some of the games. One of interest will be Webster County will host Union County. Of course, Union lost 57-20 to Caldwell in this week's Warrior Bowl, but Union County will be our next game up. And then, of course, Webster County is about another 4 weeks down the road. So that'll be a game. Is that one that we intend on going to take a look at?
We will be there at that ball game. You know, it's one that we have to be at because we play Union County next week, and then we play Webster after that. So, you know, we're looking to, for both teams to scout them because Union County is a good football team. You know, I was looking at even though they got beat handily against Caldwell, I felt like that they were still in the ball game. It was 20-13 in the third quarter, and Union County got some momentum. So, I mean, they're still a good football team, and, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we do the things right against them in order to have a chance because they're going to use their speed against us. And then Webster County, I think, is a much improved football team. Watched them against Hopkins Central. They've got some talent. They look like they're pretty good size. So, you know, we're just going to have to make sure that we take care of what we're supposed to take care of and get better every week and not worry about the opponents that we play.
Of course, we've proven this year that we're a running team. I think we've completed one pass, and that was for a touchdown, one pass in two games. So everybody knows we're going to come at them with these running backs and try to control the clock, kind of just trademark Crittenden County football, I guess you would say. For the off week, any special plans? What's going on this week? Normal practice week?
Well, it's a little bit off of normal as far as the course of the week. We normally have our special teams practice on Thursday, which we'll turn around and have that on Friday. So it's going to be a little bit off, but it gives us an extra week to become fundamentally sound and do the things that we need to do in order to have success out there on the football field. So, you know, that's what we're approaching this week as, you know, not talking about scheming against Union County or anything like that, but it's more about what we have to do in order to get better as a football team instead of what we're focused on the next opponent.
You know, we've got to be proud of this front five of the offense. Made a lot of changes up there this year, but those guys have proven themselves with a pretty strong running game this year.
You know, and we are proud of them. You're talking about Austin McKinney at left tackle, and he's a sophomore. And then you have Zach Tinsley at left guard, who's a senior that we had to move there because personnel – lack of personnel, whether they quit or we just wasn't comfortable in the freshman putting in there. Then we have Cody Caraway, who I think is much improved from last year and is becoming a leader on the offensive front. He's the only senior that has some experience there. Then we have Travis Fitzgerald that we moved from tight end to guard, and he's playing right guard, doing an outstanding job, and he's a sophomore. And then we have Travis McKinney at the right tackle, who is just, you know, he come out. He came late because of some circumstance that he had in his family, and he's doing very well. So, and he's a sophomore as well. So,
and they all look like ends.
Yeah, they all look like defensive ends, and that's because they all are.
Not a lot of beef on the hoof, you might say.
The only one is Austin McKinney, and he's the biggest one of all of them. So, but we are proud of them. I mean, they're doing an outstanding job. They continue to get better. You know, it's very difficult to throw them in there right at the very beginning, and then have defenses change and fronts change, and then coaches try to scheme of what we're doing throughout the course of the game, and you have to make adjustments. So right now we're focused on the players learning their rules, and if they follow their rules, and it doesn't matter what defense they put out there, what kind of scheme that they put out there, we just follow our rules and we're able to block them.
You know, I think that's been one of the biggest surprises to me is how well the offensive line has performed these first couple of games. Of course, we got some real challenges ahead when we play the Caldwells and the Murrays and the Marshalls on our schedule, but so far so good. Coach Wheeler, on defense, what's been a pleasant surprise, you might say, for the defense this year? The linebackers have played very well. Of course, that's probably where our most experience is at, too.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. I mean, most of our experience is at the linebacker play, but what I'm most pleasantly surprised about is our front five or four, depending on what we're playing. It just seems like that no matter, you know, where you put them at, they're going to find a way to put their nose on the football. And, you know, back to Hopkins Central, I understand, you know, I'll be the first to admit, I look at the stats of what Andy Hunt puts on the blog about how many wins and losses. But truthfully, you know, Hopkins Central was a really good team. But Zach Tinsley, you know, we put him at nose last week, and I mean, he ended up with like 30 tackling points. Wagner playing the other end, he came up with a big play at the end of the game. To have a quarterback sack. Travis McKinney at our other end does a great job because he plays both ways. And like I said, the front five guys are the ones I'm most proud of. Seems like the secondary with Gilbert and Lane Wallace and Dickerson, Birdwell and Cosby, I think they're kind of getting jealous because they're not getting any tackles. Seems like our front five and our backers are getting all the play.
Okay, well, we've got an off week this week. No football game on Friday night, which is very odd for us in the middle of the season like this. Coach Starnes, I know you've got some issues that you'll be dealing with your recovery this week, and we all are praying, and you're in our thoughts all the time and hope everything continues to improve for you. And as for the Rockets, we will get ready for Union County the following Friday night. We'll go up to Morgan Field in the, I guess this is the Coal Miners Bowl, you might say, when we play Union County. I know there's a lot of wagering goes on underground for that game. always a big game, always well attended. So we're looking forward to that, seeing Coach Carter again, an old Crittenden County guy, and Sean Thompson. Just a lot of that coaching staff has ties to Crittenden County. So we always enjoy that that meeting every year. Glad they're on the schedule. All right, good luck, guys. Good week of practice, and we'll see you next Friday.
All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.